Hey guys, welcome to Angler News South Africa, and this is another destination report of Mazepa Bay. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this show is proudly brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. If you are looking for customized fishing shirts or jackets, we are the guys to call. With over 8 years in creating apparel for over 100 fishing clubs, competitions, and teams, Angler Apparel are confident that we can make you look good on the water. Our garments are UV protected, quick dry, breathable, and the only brand that offers you a lifetime guarantee that it will never shrink or fade. Give us a call on 083-792-8977 or 076-043-9269 and we will get creating for you. Hey guys, welcome back to another Mazepa report on the 19th of May 2022, where we're back with Mr. Owen Richter, and this time he's talking about getting to Mazepa, what the road conditions are like, the safety conditions, as well as the latest news being some of the best fishing they've seen in the last few years, because everything seems to be going right. So this is Owen with this week's report.
Oh, well, good day to you all. It's me, Owen Richter, from Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. Well, guys, giving you some news of Mazepa Bay and the Wild Coast. Starting off once again, guys, the road's not graded. So if you make your way to Mazepa, just make sure your tires, your shocks, and your spare wheel is right. Secondly, driving permits, fishing licenses. Then let's get straight to the news of the Wild Coast. Listen, gentlemen. Duvan and some friends and the guys have been down there by Mazepa, and they've absolutely, once again, having a blast. This week, a whole mixture of different sharks have caught. Greys, bronzies, raggies, have caught some cobs, some garrick, cobby, that's your salmon. And the fish have just been, like he says, some of the best fishing you've seen in very, very many years. But, starting off, the sharks, they were using some slides and some carts, getting the bait out. And once again, you guys know all the different size carts you need. The meter carts for light wind. So yeah, kite fishing is really taking off very nicely again. Like I said to you guys before, when I was a youngster, I watched the older torpies do the kite fishing. And those guys those days used big pen senators and Dacron lines and hell of a J-hooks. And those guys caught sharks. Those were men to men. Eh? It's like those guys fought big fish. And getting back to our days now with the technology in the carts and thinner line we use for the carts. Yeah, so guys, the fishing's been really, really outstanding at Mazepa Bay. Like Duvan just said to me earlier on, he says, yes, Owen, the guys are doing well. The salmon are flipping biting, the garrick, the water's clean, the wind's been blowing the right way. So yes, that's the news from Mazepa. You guys come down to the coast, please guys, drive safe. When you come through the cities, like Mtata, the guys coming from Durban, you make sure you come through Mtata and you've got someone driving right up. If you've got a friend coming in two vehicles, guys, stick together, watch the back of your vehicles. They are robbing people blind in Mtata. So, yeah. Anyway, have a blessed weekend and, yeah, tight lines to all you guys out there.
Thank you so much for that, Owen. Fantastic advice about getting to Mazepa, what to look forward to, the exciting fishing that's going on, but more so that safety concerns. We really appreciate it. Guys, that is Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours. Always remember, if you want to have the best experience out at Mazepa Bay, give Owen a call. So this is one of the features of Angler News South Africa. This one was Mazepa Bay, but we will be bringing you more destinations on the show. So don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow from whichever podcast channel you are listening from. This feature was brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. So don't forget, if you are looking for those customized fishing shirts, give us a call. Once again, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.